Arthur. If you popped your head into the gym of Arthur Public School on Thursday evening, you might be surprised to find a group of local women playing volleyball. Starting in October, the Arthur Women's Volleyball Group began as a spontaneous idea for Morgan Coffey, who was looking for a way to get active and meet new people while on maternity leave. Although she hadn't played volleyball since high school, Coffey suggested the sport because she felt it was more casual and lent itself to beginners. One of the first things I said to everyone, at our first practice, was I'm not a coach at all, said Coffey. I just wanted something that encouraged me to get out of the house, especially when I head back to work. Since its conception, the Arthur Women's Volleyball Group has attracted over 100 members on Facebook, averaging 40 players a week from the ages of 18 to 50 and varying skill levels divided between four teams. It's been a really good mix of people and everyone, from what I can see, is having a good time and lots of laughs, said Coffey. When we have enough players for subs, then there's a couple of people sitting and chatting and some will stay and watch the other game, which is nice. Most games are typically very friendly and light, but Coffey said things can get competitive, especially not that they've been playing the same people and are starting to get to know the different players. During water breaks, an intermediate person on the team will also often teach little tips and tricks to the other players. I thought I was gonna know exactly who would be coming because I lived there my whole life, but I don't know half of them, said Coffey. So that's been really great for me to meet new people. During a recent game, the group decided to go rule-free during the last 20 minutes of the night but quickly devolved into chaos as they realized they played worse without the rules. It just turned into like a lot of laughing and not much volleyball, laughed Coffey. We couldn't keep the ball up. While she initially considered opening the group up to co-ed, Coffey felt it best to keep it exclusive to women. I think it's more of a stress-free environment when you know there's just going to be women there, said Coffey. Co-ed games can be fun too, but I want to make sure these women feel comfortable letting loose and having fun. Continuing throughout the winter, the group will take a break during the spring, summer like a normal volleyball schedule and resume again next fall. It's been so fun. Just knowing that Thursday nights are for volleyball and that's what I'm going to be doing, said Coffey. I really look forward to it and I'm excited to keep going throughout the winter. If volleyball or Thursdays don't work with your schedule, Coffey suggested pickleball or curling on Tuesdays and Wednesdays for people looking for other opportunities to get out of the house. Isabel Buckmaster is the local journalism initiative reporter for Guelph Today. LJI is a federally funded program.